The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Hi, guys. Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationships, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. And we could be reading your letter live on the air and helping you out, just like we're going to do for this person right here.
Buckle up.
Hold on tight. We got it for you. Strawberry Letter.
All right.
Don't go there.
At all. All right, subject, one big happy family or nothing at all. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been dating a man for 3 years, and we get along great. We've talked about getting married, but we have to work out a few kinks first. Both of us have teenage kids from previous relationships, and I spend a lot of time with his kids every other weekend. He is always around my kids because I have sole custody of them. We always joke about his kids like hanging out. Excuse me. We always joke about how his kids like hanging out with me more than him. If I am doing something for my kids, I include his kids. I buy them gifts for birthdays, Christmas, or just because. I buy them gifts, and there's no separation to me. But over the weekend, I had the strangest conversation with my boyfriend about the kids. He told me that this Christmas, he plans to focus more on his kids and spend quality time with them alone during the holidays. I was shocked to hear this. Over the years, he's been good to my kids, but I do see a difference in how he treats them and how he treats his own kids. My kids love him, so I never make a big deal out of it. The fact that he is trying to make a big distinction between the kids really hurts my feelings. Blended families are tricky, and we've been trying to make it work, but this was a harsh reality check. My kids come first, but I'm able to love his kids as my own. Now I have doubts about marriage. Am I overthinking this? Stephen Shirley, what do you think? No, you are not overthinking anything. I say go with what you see and what you know. Because when people show you, and in this case, tell you who they are, please believe them. I mean, okay, let's look at the facts. This man that you've been with for 3 years told you that this Christmas, he just wants to spend quality time with his kids alone during the holidays. What else do you need to hear? It's the holidays. That's the time when you and your man and the kids, you know, you guys are supposed to spend family time together, not apart. So again, what else is it that you need to hear? I mean, he doesn't want to be with you, and he doesn't want to be with you and your kids for Christmas, okay? In this relationship, you're all in. You are just everything in this relationship. You have accepted his teenage kids. You spend a lot of time with them. You remember their birthdays and other special occasions. vacations, you buy them gifts and stuff. He, on the other hand, makes a difference between his kids and your kids. And you're right. In order for a blended family to work, you have to show love to everyone, even if in your heart you love your own kids more. And I think that's pretty normal to feel that way. You have a special bond with your kids. You carried them and all of that. But, you know, you're fair and loving on the outside. But your man is not doing that, and he's not trying to hide it, even though you say your kids love him and you haven't made a big deal out of it. It is a big deal because he sounds like he is checked out of this relationship and on his way out of this relationship. Someone who's thinking of marriage, of marrying you, would not want to be without you on this Christmas, okay? Sounds like he's going to be with someone else. Steve?
Well, Shirley, I have to agree with you. Now, so here we go. This lady been dating this man for 3 years. Everything going great. Talked about getting married. But they need to work out some kinks. You know, both of them got kids. He spends a lot of time in them. He's always around the kids because she got sole custody of them. And we joke about how his kids like hanging out with me more than him. You know, and then, you know, if I'm doing something for my kids, I include his kids. I buy them gifts for birthdays, Christmas, everything. No separation to me. But over the weekend, had a little conversation with my boyfriend about the kids. He told me, he said, this Christmas, he planning on focusing more on his kids. Spend quality time with them alone during the holidays. I was shocked to hear this. Over the years, he's been good to my kids, but I do see a difference in how he treats them and how he treats his own kids. My kids love him, so I never made a big deal out of it. The fact that he's trying to make a big distinction between the kids really hurt my feelings. Blended families are tricky. Yes, they are. And I've been trying to make it work, but this was a harsh reality check. My kids come first, but I'm able to love his kids as my own. Now I have doubts about marriage. I'm overthinking this. I think you all got to sit down and have a conversation. Something is happening where he's feeling like he's obviously not paying close enough attention to his own kids. So he decided this year he goes spend time with his kids alone. Somebody done said something to him. He didn't come to this conclusion on his own. Somebody said something to him.
What do you mean, Steve?
Somebody said, you know what? The kids feel like you just treat everybody better than them. They come over there and they feel like you're stepchildren. Somebody fed this information to him, or one of the kids said something to him. That's the only reason for he to suddenly go like this. So he's trying to prove that that's not true. So he gonna be spending a lot of time with just his kids alone.
On Christmas? And he's been with her for 3 years?
Wow. Yeah, I don't know how he think that's gonna work.
Yeah.
He better not say that to nobody and then lay down.
He finna mess them kids up.
And then lay down.
He can't go to sleep in that house.
He can't make that statement and then go get in the bed.
And start snoring. No, that's been being a temp on your life. And you probably need to wake up.
But that was kind of cold, though. I mean,
it was.
He plans to focus more on his kids and spend quality time with them alone during the holidays?
Partner, that ain't how this works.
No.
And you said this out loud, too.
All right, Steve, well, hang on. Part two of your answer is coming up at 23 after the hour. Subject, one big happy family or nothing at all, right after this.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right, Steve, this letter is crazy. Let's recap. Subject: one big happy family or nothing at all.
Well, it looked like nothing at all because he wants to spend this holiday with his kids.
Mm-hmm.
Spend more time with his kids alone.
That's crazy.
Tired of making your kids have happy Christmases. And my kids over here with their lips stuck out. Now, we're not going to do that this year. Michelle, I want you to be the wife asking me why we can't have this Christmas together. And you're going to be repeatedly keep asking me about this Christmas. And I'm going to keep giving you different reasons.
Okay. Well, honey, I'm so happy the holidays are here. I can't wait to spend Christmas with you.
Well, you know, I wish I could say the same.
Well, what do you mean? We are spending it together, aren't we?
Well, you know, we're going to spend it together, but it's going to be separate.
But separate is not together, honey. We're going to spend Christmas together, right? You, me, and the kids?
Hey, look, you need to keep saying the word together. I'm just telling you.
All right, we're going to spend it together,
we
right?
We're going to be together, but it's going to be separate.
I want to spend it together. You know, you, me, the kids, us.
Well, hold on. What kids you talking about?
I'm talking about our kids, my kids and your kids.
No. See, your kids is your kids. My kids, me and my kids, gonna spend this holiday together and alone.
But honey, we're together. You know, we've been dating for 3 years now.
See, all this important to you.
Yes, and I thought it was important to you that we be together.
But not like this, though. You talking about all the time?
I'm talking about during the holidays. Yes, honey. I've planned stuff. I've cooked. I've invited people over. All of that. We, you know, one big happy family.
You know, baby, damn. You know, you don't ask me nothing.
Well, we've been together for 3 years. It's kind of a given that we spend the holidays together.
Yeah, but you ain't like did nothing special for the holidays. I've been out here lining people up so we can make our move.
Make our move? I thought we were going to just be together. We put the Christmas tree up and did the decorations and everything.
Who all helped put the Christmas tree up? Just let me ask you this here.
The kids.
Ain't nobody help but the tall kids.
You don't know their names.
Always got to be by somebody.
Because the little ass kid couldn't help out. So where ain't nobody help but the tall kids.
Excuse me, aside. There's an aside, honey. What did you say, nephew?
It's always about height, though.
With
even
him.
In the letter, it's about height. Just, but go on.
He don't know their names.
Yeah, they just did. But the shop kids, what is they doing?
I don't know what the shop kids. They put all ornaments on the bottom of the tree, and they put the skirt around it, and they waters it. The shop kids waters it. We got plenty for shop people to do around here. Now. Somebody got to plug it up every night. Yeah, that way you ain't got to bend over. It ain't nothing. Shot work ain't nothing for you.
Well, honey, and the tree looks so beautiful. I'm so grateful. And I just wanted to spend it together. You know, you, me, us together and the
kids. Gotta hang these balls on the bottom of that tree, too. I like tree balls at the bottom of the tree.
Okay.
Yeah. Ornaments?
Yes.
Yeah, them ornaments. But the balls, though. I don't like Christmas ornaments as others. You know, acorn, Christmas tree, candy cane. I just like balls.
Pine cones on it, dog.
I don't like all that. Little angels don't look like an angel. Ugly figurines.
What about the lights? That makes the tree look so pretty.
Oh, the lights? Yeah. You got to have lights.
That ornament you made in school and brought home.
But it doesn't matter what's on the tree, just as long as we're together, honey. And I want to be together for this Christmas.
Well, baby, that ain't what we finna do no more.
Well, why not? I mean, what's the problem?
No, see, you know, you just trying to make this something else.
I'm trying to make this something else.
I done told you.
Hey, who you hollering at? Don't holler. Don't
see,
yell.
See, that's why we don't
I'm
need to
right
be
here.
Together.
I'm right here. You don't need to yell at me.
Well, obviously, you can't hear
don't
good.
I can hear just fine.
See,
okay?
That's why I want to be alone
I just can
now.
Hear just fine. Well, you can be by yourself, but we gonna be there. How about that? That's alone, and then we're gonna be
you
there.
You just come up in here and I don't want
it's my house, too.
Yes, clap back.
What are you talking about?
It's your house.
I don't pay the mortgage and never will, but it's my house.
I don't know who told you that.
I told myself that when we first started living together.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to get a restraining order on you.
Oh, that works both ways. I can get one on you, too, you know. But we're going to be together.
So this ain't California. This California. Oh, you trying to do me? Oh.
We're going to be together whether you think want I'm to be Cliff. Or not. Cliff.
What the hell? What?
What?
You do you and I'm going to do you. And then we'll probably have the best Christmas we ever had.
No, I don't think so, honey. It's not going to go down like that. We've been together for 3 years. We've always spent Christmas together. We're going to be together this Christmas, whether you like it or not.
Well, baby, you can cook and invite whoever you want. We ain't going to make it to four.
That's just wrong.
It's over, man.
We ain't going to make it to four.
Well, do you have someone else?
Do I have someone
else?
You
heard me. Because why wouldn't you want to spend it with me? You've been spending Christmas with me. All of a sudden.
Oh, so you want four Christmases in a row?
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
Oh, no. Consistently?
Man.
Mm-hmm. We'll be together. Mm-hmm. We're going to be together.
Irregardless.
All right, today's Strawberry Letter. We got to get out of here, Steve.
You just a gangsta ass.
That's right. If you need advice on relationships and work and sex and all that, just go to Steve Harvey FM. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.